You're listening to Language Casters, football language podcast. Hi there, my name's Damon. I hope you're enjoying the weekend and thanks for listening. I'm in a chilly Tokyo. Funny that, it's winter, and I'm still buzzing after my team, Liverpool, beat Manchester City 4-3 last weekend. Football's great, isn't it? One other thing that's great is Damien, and hopefully he's down the line in London. Damien, how are things over there in the UK?
Hello, Damon, and hello to all our listeners. It's good to hear from you. And yes, things are good here in London. As you said, it's winter, so pretty chilly. But that didn't stop me from going along to watch some football last week. I managed to catch West Ham's third round FA Cup replay against League One side Shrewsbury Town. That's the third tier in the English game at the London Stadium here in East London.
You're a brave man. It must have been chilly on the stands. And how was the game?
It was freezing. The game was poor, really poor. And it went to extra time as neither side had been able to break the deadlock. But eventually the Premier League side scored a very late goal to win 1-0. And they face another League One side, Wigan Athletic, who surprisingly won the trophy in 2013 in the fourth round.
That's right.
Now, Damon, what's on the show this week?
Well, regular listeners will know that we have three main sections on this podcast: a look back at the footballing news, a chat about some football phrases, and a look forward to some of the games in our predictions. Now, this show will follow that format, and we'll throw in our usual quiz question too.
Vous écoutez languagecaster.com.
Now, let's start by looking at some good news from last week in the world of football. Well, it was good for female football fans in Saudi Arabia, as the ban on allowing them to go and watch football at stadiums was lifted, which means that Saudi women are now free to go and watch their favourite players and teams. It was also good for Liverpool, and really the Premier League, as the Reds defeated Manchester City 4-3 in the Premier League last weekend. The result will probably not affect the title race, with City so far ahead, but it did provide the league with a thrilling encounter as both teams attacked from the kickoff. A great game to watch as a neutral. I wonder what it must have been like for a Liverpool fan like yourself, Damon.
Well, it was fabulous to watch, although Manchester City scored two in the last 10 minutes of the game, so I was behind the sofa at that point.
Okay, how about bad from the week in football, Damon?
Well, you mentioned the VAR, V-A-R, video assistant referee, last week, and it was in the news again for the wrong reasons last week in an FA Cup replay between Chelsea and Norwich. There are a string of debatable decisions which makes people wonder what the point of having VAR is. I think in a game like football, VAR just doesn't suit the fluid nature of the game, and I'm hoping it's not going to last too long. Now, anything else, Damien?
Well, before I come on to that, I kind of disagree. I think there's teething problems at the start. I think it could be useful as long as there's a little bit more control. So, for example, in the NFL, they have one or two chances to use VAR. But I agree, at the moment, there's been some issues around it, yeah. Now, we usually have an ugly or funny story to finish off this section, but this week we would just like to join the football community, especially in the UK, in saying goodbye to Cyril Regis, the West Bromwich Albion, Coventry and England striker who passed away last week at the age of 59. Now, playing in the late 70s and 80s, Regis was known for his dynamism and powerful shot, but more importantly, he was a role model for black footballers in Britain at a time when racism was visible and audible in the stands of many grounds. He left his mark on football and helped make a change in society.
Now, if you like this show, why not let us know by contacting us at admin@languagecaster.com, or why not share our posts on Twitter and Facebook? Of course, you can follow us there too, and via Instagram, where we have added some photos from the FA Cup game between West Ham and Shrewsbury. We'd love to hear from you, and would love it even more if you'd let your friends know about us.
Yes, indeed. Now, it's time for a quick quiz question. In our prediction section later, we'll be looking at some teams in the relegation zone, the bottom three in the Premier League. Our question this week seems quite easy, but can you remember the three teams that were relegated from the Premier League last season? Which teams went down to the second tier in the 2016-2017 season? Right, next up we've got some English for football phrases connected with relegation.
Okay, and I'm going to talk about the phrase a relegation scrap. First of all, relegation is falling down to a lower division or tier. In most national leagues, if your team finishes in the bottom three places in the league, they drop to a lower league. This is relegation. They are relegated. A scrap is another word for a fight, so a relegation scrap is a fight to avoid dropping down to the lower division. Usually the bottom six or seven teams are involved in a relegation scrap or battle in the last months of the season. Damien, anything else?
Yes, I'm going to talk about a cliche, too good to go down. To go down means to be relegated. A team goes down, a team is relegated to the lower division. The opposite, of course, is to go up or be promoted. When they describe the relegation scrap, you will often hear pundits say a team is too good to go down or they are too big to go down. They mean the team is traditionally thought of as strong. They have a lot of good players, a big budget, and a history of staying in the division. Of course, no club is too big or too famous to go down, but along with they wanted it more, or they gave 110%, this cliche is used each season. Damon, are there any teams in the relegation zone that are too good to go down?
Well, if you mean it would be a surprise if they went down, you'd have to say that no, none of the teams at the bottom are too big to go down. At the moment, you've got West Brom, Swansea, Stoke, Southampton and Brighton down there. So, no, none are too good to go down. I wouldn't be surprised if any were relegated.
Yeah, a little harsh on Southampton, maybe.
Maybe.
Right, next up is predictions, and we're going to look at games involving the bottom three in the Premier League.
Right, first of all, Everton versus West Bromwich Albion. Now, this weekend's football games will have a minute's silence for Cyril Regis. Now, as an ex-West Brom player, I wonder if that will inspire the Baggies. I think it might. Everton have also been poor lately. A 2-1 win for West Brom. You?
I disagree. I think that Everton will respond to their recent poor performances and win here. Maybe 2-0.
Okay. So next it's Stoke City hosting Huddersfield Town. Now, the reverse fixture saw a 1-1 draw, and I think we'll get the same here. A hard-fought draw. How about you?
I think Huddersfield are going to struggle and think that Stoke, under new manager Paul Lambert, will win this one, 2-1.
Okay, and the last game we'll take a look at is bottom club Swansea against Liverpool. Now, on paper, this is a mismatch and Liverpool should win this comfortably. But as a Reds fan, I'm always wary of the highs and lows of supporting them. Last week was a fantastic win against Manchester City. This Monday night game could see a horrible game with Liverpool struggling. Well, struggle they will, but they'll still win 1-0. Liverpool 1, Swansea 0. Damien.
An easy win for Liverpool, 3-0.
Hopefully. Okay, now, what is the answer to our quiz question?
Well, we asked which teams were relegated last season in the Premier League. Do you remember?
I vaguely remember.
It was Hull in 18th place, Middlesbrough in 19th place, and bottom was Sunderland, who are now bottom of the Championship.
Yikes.
Are they too big to go down from the second tier?
I don't think so.
Right, that's it for the show this week. Enjoy all of the football, and we'll be back next week with a focus on the FA Cup fourth round.
All right, ta-ra.
Bye-bye.